The supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about hope for Allah. Be with us.
So far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and further away from you. I thank you with every breath I take.
Today, Monday, is the 19th of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of Isfand, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. And now, before starting our program, we'll listen to chapter Yusuf, verse 87.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya bani yadhhabu fatahassasu min Yusuf wa akhihi wa la tayasu min rawhillah. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ
O my sons, go and find out about Joseph and his brother, and despair not of relief from Allah. Indeed, no one despairs of relief from Allah except the disbelieving people.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The famine continued to strike hard in the Egypt and in surrounding areas, including Canaan. Once again, Jacob ordered his sons to go to Egypt and procure the food supplies necessary. But this time, the search for Yusuf and his brother Benjamin were placed at the top of the list of priorities. The brothers were sure that Yusuf was no longer alive, so the advice of two old father astonished them greatly. He reminded them that they should never despair of divine grace, for there was a sign of disbelief. Allah's mercy can remove all difficulties.
Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah.
Hope for God on IRIB English Radio today is special. Hope is necessary for those who are heading towards Allah, the Almighty, because if a devout worshipper loses hope, then he is heading for ruin. A sincere Muslim hopes that Allah, the Almighty, will forgive his sins and that he will enable him to rectify fault in himself. He hopes that Allah the Almighty will accept his good deeds and hopes to draw closer to Allah the Almighty. Thus, hope is one of the most important means that one must possess in order to continue his journey towards Allah the Almighty with steadfastness, especially during the age of trials and tribulations we now live in. Hope is a means of steadfastness. It is the complete opposite of despair, and to feel despair is to give up on the mercy of Allah the Almighty, which is a sin in itself. As Allah the Almighty says in chapter 12, verse 87 in the Holy Quran, "And despair not of relief from Allah. Indeed, no one despairs of relief from Allah except disbelieving people." This was the advice of Prophet Jacob, peace be upon him, to his sons. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with having hope in God, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Raja or hope is that everybody should be hopeful to receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, the abundant mercy, the abundant and unexpected mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of this, we find that this type of attitude, or I mean, this type of balance in one's life steers everybody to the right direction. First of all, belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very much effective in making everybody, in making and sustaining everybody that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never leaves anybody alone. And another point is that people should be warned, should receive this serious alert that upon committing any wrongdoing, certainly they would receive its consequences. In the Holy Quran, it's indicated, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts good deeds from those people who are pious. Now we find that those people who are pious know that, an integral condition or an integral part of every sort of piety is having utmost sincerity. And this sincerity directs people to move in the right way toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's this sincerity that proves to be an integral part of all kinds of piety. And because of this piety, it's that the sins of those people who have committed some sins may be forgiven. And this practical repentance and the opportunity to achieve a practical repentance is also a good way and a good sign of the divine mercy upon everybody, all people.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
As previous program, we'll listen to difference between hoping and wishing. Hope is a suitable desire that is attainable in the future, and therefore, because of its possibility, is based on reality. So hope is a mental phenomenon, such as the more it is based on reality and truth, the more suitable and efficient it is. A wish, on the contrary, refers to something which is unobtainable, and there is no hope or indication that it may happen in the future. A wish is expressed through phrases such as, I wish it was, I wish something like that happens. Therefore, human beings with far-reaching wishes are forced to waste his mental energy in formulating reasons, reforming that he perceives as reality and eliminating illogical selections of the truth. In this expression, wishing is a kind of want that is unobtainable. So it might become the source of negative effects in the future and shortcomings in duties related to the present.
Of all power, my need in my darkest hour, my Lord.
From the list of tips for remaining hopeful, we reach to staying connected to others. Let's think about it more. This is not uncommon to feel that you are the only person going through whatever you are struggling with. The wonderful thing about talking with people is that you soon learn that everyone is dealing with one thing or another. There is a lot to learn from other people's ways of coping. Community and support groups can be a great way to get connected with others who are going through similar things and can provide useful suggestions and tips on how to get through your difficult times. In the same way that is important to stay connected to people, it is equally as important to stay connected to the present moment.
Hope has good and bad. Some people are hopeful in a good way, and some people know they live false hopes, false dreams. They say a man was asked, "When are you going to get married?" He says, "Very soon." "To whom?" He says, "To the king's daughter." "How?" He said, "I like her, my mom likes her, my father likes her." So 50% of the issue has been resolved. Now, she has to agree, her father has to agree, and her mother has to agree. So we're 50% there. That is almost like false hope. However, the hope that is constructive is what we need to have in our lives. Let us take a look at some traditions from the Ahlul Bayt in that regard. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, "Man kana ya'malu an ya'isha ghada fa innahu ya'malu an ya'ish abada." He says, whoever is hopeful that he's going to be alive tomorrow, then he's going to be hopeful that he's going to live forever. Meaning, we are supposed to live a life that comes with an understanding that life does not last forever. If we're continuously hopeful towards this life and we never think of the next, then all we do is we construct this life and we construct this life as if we're going to live forever. And when the time comes that we depart, we find that hope brings us so much regret. For we have not constructed, we have not built for the hereafter. Another hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen says, "Al-amalu la tantahi." Hope never ends. People are hopeful to have $1 million. When they have the million, they want more. They're hopeful to have one child after 10 years. "Oh Allah, we've been married, we don't have children." When the one comes, they ask for the second. They want the second. And so on and so forth. Hope never ends in life.
On this episode of today's special, we spoke about hope for Allah, and generally our topic was about hope. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic. Till then, fi amanah.
From the wind to the trees, to the buzzing of the bees, ya Rabbil Alameen, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabbil Alameen, ya Rahmanu ya Rahim. Ya Rabbil Alameen, ya Rahmanu ya Rahim. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. عليه صلاة الله عليه بركة الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله عليه صلاة الله
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, let us contemplate on a short and sweet saying from Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Say good words and it will be your distinctive feature. Do good deeds and you will be reckoned with its people. Thank you.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble and informative hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. And this hadith is about God Almighty, about Allah. Specifically, it is about two of God's important characteristics and attributes, and those are the fact that God is eternal and everlasting. In this tradition, Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, "Surely, verily, Allah, blessed and most high, existed when nothing else did. He is absolute light with no darkness, truthful with no falsehood about him, all-knowing with no ignorance about him, ever-living with no death about him, and he is such today, and thus will he remain forever." This is an interesting tradition. In the beginning of the tradition, as you just saw, the Imam alludes to the fact that God Almighty was eternal. Coincidentally, it also refers to the fact that the world, or everything other than God, is not eternal, right? Because it's, the Imam says that God existed when nothing else was existed. Then the Imam refers to the fact to some other attributes of God, such as the fact that he is pure light, he is pure truth, and he is pure knowledge. Following this, in the end of the tradition, the Imam refers to the fact that God Almighty, Allah Ta'ala, is ever living, so he's everlasting, with no death about him. And to reinforce this idea, in the end of the tradition, in the very end of the tradition, the Imam says that he is such today, and thus will he remain forever. Now, one might say that in the middle of the tradition, when the Imam alayhi salam is speaking about God being pure light and being pure truthfulness or truth, this kind of reinforces the two attributes that he mentioned, in the one in the beginning and the other in the end. Because he's pure light, or, you know, pure existence with no trait of darkness or non-existence, that confirms the fact that he's eternal and he's everlasting. Or because he's pure truth, he's pure reality, right? It's impossible for us to say that he was a time when he didn't exist, or a time will come when he won't exist, right? So in between these two attributes, which the Imam referred to, he mentioned the reason for them. He mentioned the demonstration for why we affirm these two beautiful attributes for God. In a similar tradition, Imam Ali alayhi salam says the following: He never ceases to exist, and he will always be the first before all things, without a beginning, and the last after all things, without an end. It's kind of affirms the same thing that Imam Baqir alayhi salam was speaking about, without referring to the other attributes which the Imam coincidentally mentioned in his discussion. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at God's eternity and his everlastingness in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
Okay, so respected brothers and sisters, welcome to the Let's Read and Recite the Quran Kareem with the students of Sevier International School. And these sessions, as you know, okay, yeah, these sessions, as you know, these sessions are held by IRIB English Radio and also in cooperation with Sevier International School Networks, and especially the students of, yeah, Sevier International School. So let's recite a salawat and start our class. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajhum. So, take a look at Surah An-Naba. The first ayah is Amma yatasa'alun. There is one alif, right?
Mm-hmm.
One alif. Yatasa'alun. Does it have any harakat?
Just mad.
So it means it is used to stretch the sound, okay? It is used to stretch the sound. Yatasa'alun. But look, after yatasa, there is one hamza.
Yes.
So the hamza has a harakat.
Yeah.
Okay, alun. Go to the next ayah. We will come back and talk more. Okay, anin, ane al naba. Right?
Yes. So
there is one alif and lam. On the top of alif, look. What do you see? Front of sod. The head of sod. Yes.
Alif qat.
Yeah. So remember, no. This is the sign of alif or hamzatul
wasl.
Hamzatul
wasl.
Hamzatul Wasl is written this way.
Can I say what it means?
Hamzatul Wasl is written this way. Go to the next one. Naba. There is one alif.
Yes.
But at the bottom of alif, there is one hamza. Yes. And it has a kasra.
Yes.
So can is I it alif now or hamza? Hamza.
It's Hamzatul Qat.
Hamzatul Qat. Okay, now you understood the shape or the form.
Can I say what it means?
Yes. Hamzatul Wasl?
Hamzatul Wasl is the is one alif that has sad on it, and the before letter should be connected to the next letter.
Not, oh, it means Hamzatul Wasl means Hamza that connects.
Yes. Yeah. And Hamzatul Qad that has its own harakat by the Hamza.
Hamzatul Qata, it means you have to, for example, when you say Anin Nabai Nabil Azim, no. You have to stop your voice here, cut your voice, okay? And pronounce the Hamza. Naba,
il.
Naba, Nabil Azim, no. Naba, cut your voice, say the Hamza. Naba. Stop and say the Hamza. Naba il Azim. Hamza til Qat means you cut the voice, okay? And you stop there and so you have to pronounce
when
the Hamza.
It says, Anin, like here, it says, yeah, I need.
What?
No. It says an, and then but there's an elif and nam. Is so that means the noon, you don't pronounce elif and nam. It says an al naba al azim.
And this is the sun letters.
Yeah, we'll we have learned sun letters and moon letters. Yes.
Yeah.
So that makes it easy.
Yeah.
That makes it easy. So remember one thing, that elif and lam, no matter it's sun letters on or moon letters. Okay.
Yes.
So elif and lam, the elif of the elif and lam, that's always. Hamzatul
Wasl. Yes.
Always Hamzatul Wasl. There is one thing. So, we learned how to identify them, yes? Hamzatul Wasl comes with the front of or the head of Sad, the first part of Sad on the top of it. But Hamzatul Qata' has a Hamza, Alif with a Hamza and a Harakat.
Yes.
So, what does it mean? Hamzatul Wasl means sometimes you skip it, okay? Mm-hmm. Mostly you skip it. But when it's needed, you have to put a Harakat. You change it to Hamzatul
Qata',
okay?
Can I say when?
And you say... Inshallah, we'll talk about it.
In next ayah, Hamzatul Wasl has...
Yes, again we have Hamzatul Wasl.
Yes,
yes,
but it's the first.
Yeah.
We should read Al-Lazi.
Yeah, but if you connect the previous ayah with this, you skip it. Anin naba'i al-azim al-lazi. You skip that alif. Yes? Okay. So the sign you have learned. Now, let's go to the next difference between these two, okay? Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qata. Remember that Hamzatul Wasl always comes at the beginning of the words.
What?
Always comes at the beginning of the words.
But Hamzatul Qata don't.
But Hamzatul Qata, it is a part or a letter in the word.
It can come at first.
And you have to pronounce it.
So it can come first? It can come
Hamzatul
first.
Qata?
Yeah.
It comes at the beginning, it comes at the middle, or at the end. Yes. For example, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Hamza. Yes. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Next one. كُفُ
one.
Sometimes you recite كُفُ أَن. Yes.
كُفُ one.
Like عَنِ النَّبَأَ. نَبَأَ. Hamza at the end. Hamza at the end. Yes.
Yes.
جَاءَ. So Hamzatul Qad'a can come at any part of the word.
Yes,
but Hamzatul Wasl always comes at the beginning of the words. Understood? This is the second difference.
Yes,
okay.
Like verse
look,
six.
Go to Suratul Naba. Take a look. Anin Naba'i al-Azim. So we have two alif. We have Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qad. Anin Naba. So an Naba is one word, yes?
Yes.
So where is the Hamzatul Wasl?
Hamzatul Wasl is
at the beginning.
Yes.
At the beginning. But where is Hamzatul Qata?
At the end.
But I have a question. Hamzatul Wasl every time come with lam?
No. Sometimes it comes with lam, sometimes it does not come with lam, okay? So it is different. You know what? Inshallah, I think you have not, you don't know about the verbs, articles, and nouns in Arabic.
We know.
You know?
First noun will come at the first.
No.
So what is level 2 about?
What?
Level
2
about the rest of the topics
like
that were left. Yeah. No, Hamzatul Was, Hamzatul Qad, some attributes of the letters, okay? There are not much left, okay?
And Idgham.
No, Idgham will be after level 2. Inshallah, and
Tajweed
will stop. Okay, we'll do it.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ يا
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
So, go to the next ayah. الذي الذي So, Hamzatul Wasl, yes?
Yes.
Next ayah. كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ ألم نجعل.
Yes, the
همزة الوصل والقطع.
قطع
at the beginning.
Yes.
Great. So does it have harakat or no?
Yes, it does.
Oh, the next ayah. Look at the next part of this ayah. ألم نجعل الأرض. So we have two alif.
Yes.
One is همزة الوصل, one is همزة القطع. همزة الوصل at the beginning.
Yeah.
أرض, right? Al أرض. So it is with lam. Al. It is always with a lam, yes?
Every
next
time?
One, ard.
Every so it, time?
No, in nouns. In nouns, okay? In nouns. Remember, those words, okay, that they start with alif and lam, they are nouns. They are nouns. For example, al-ard, al-sama', al-shams, al-qamar, Allah, al-kitab.
Allah?
Al-masjid, yes. They are nouns, okay? In Arabic.
Al-insan.
Al-insan, nouns.
Al-Baghdad.
Al-Baghistan, it's not in the Quran. So, Alam naj'ali al-arda. So, one alif, hamzatul wasl, one hamzatul qat'ah. Hamzatul qat'ah, arud. Right? Bihada wal-jibala al-jibal. Yes? Awtada, again we have. So, the second difference is about the position.
Yes.
So, hamzatul wasl always comes at the beginning and hamzatul qat'ah always comes
at the middle or end.
No,
in any part. Always comes in any part. Okay? It can either take a position at the beginning of the word. It has the ticket, okay? Full ticket. Okay? It can come at the beginning, middle, or end.
Yes, all the permission to go.
Okay. So, that is the second difference. So, let's review the first difference of Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qata' was about the shape.
Yes.
Yes? So, Hadi, Hamzatul Wasl comes with what?
Hamzatul wasl,
no, the shape of Hamzatul wasl.
It
has
like the front, head of
the first part of the saad or the head or the front of saad, yes, on the top of that alif. That is Hamzatul wasl.
Yes.
So Hamzatul qad min hal Hussein?
Hamzatul qad comes the same as shape with Hamzatul wasl, but it does a different thing. The different thing is that it has a harakat and we have to read it.
Oh, it can take a harakat.
No,
or
the shape is not like this.
Yeah, the shape is like alif, but instead of that head of saad, it has the head of ayn there.
Yeah.
It's called hamza.
Hamza, yes.
It's called hamza, okay? So, that is the first difference. The second difference, Mahdi?
The second difference
is about the?
The position.
The position of the hamzatul wasl or hamzatul qad and the words.
So, basically...
So Hamzatul Wasl comes?
Hamzatul Wasl?
Yeah. Comes at the?
It comes with some lam.
With lam, yeah. It comes with lam sometimes. But it comes at the beginning of the words.
Yes.
Hamzatul Qala comes?
Everywhere.
Anywhere, okay? Everywhere. So remember one thing I have to tell you now. If you have Hamzatul Wasl with lam, when you want to start at the word, okay? You want to start from the word that has Hamzatul Wasl and Lam, okay? You have to put a harakat of Fatha, not Kasra, not Dhamma. Do not say Illadhi when you start. Don't say Ulladhi. Say what?
Alladhi.
Alladhi hum fihi mukhtalif. Alright? For example, Arda. Al Arda. Do not say Ul Arda. Il Arda. Al Arda. Right? Hamzatul Wasl with Lam, okay? It always takes a Fatha. Understood?
Yes. Without Lam?
So if it's not, it is without lam, okay? This is alif lam, is called the article, like the. When we say the earth, in Arabic, they say al-arab. The book, they say
al-kitab.
No.
Okay? The sun, in Arabic, we say ash-shams. The moon, al-qamar. They use alif lam, okay, instead of the, T-H-E.
Sir, al means the.
The, yes, I said then. Okay.
And قطع means cut.
Yeah, for example, in other nouns, inshallah, we'll talk about them. In other nouns that they do not have alif lam, we put a kasra. Okay? We put a kasra mostly, okay? For example, ibn. For example,
ibn means son.
Ibn, son, yes? Or, for example, we say ikhtilaf.
Ikhtilaf means change.
Yeah.
Yes.
In Quran, you recite وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَخْ. You what? You join. You skip that alif. Alif Hamzatul Wasl. But when you read the word itself without any waw, okay, without any other letter, Okay, you say ikhtilaf. You put a kasra. Yes?
Ikh. No. Never it comes with vowel.
Yeah. So, for example, we say inqilab. If you say one qilab, that's correct. But if you read the word inqilab only, you have to say inqilab with kasra.
One qilab.
Okay? So, these are the examples of nouns. So, remember that with articles, the words that have alif and lam, when you start at the word, you have to put a fatha. Okay? Now, for example, in Surah An-Naba, we said, عَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَإِ الْعَظِيمِ. Now, do not read an. Read النَّبَإِ الْعَظِيمِ, the rest. How do you say?
النَّبَإِ
الْعَظِيمِ. So, in the prayer, namaz, you recite Surah Al-Hamd. How do you recite?
Alhamdulillah.
You do not say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ur-Rahman, Ur-Rahim. You don't say it. This is wrong, okay? Because it is a word that starts with alif and lam, so you have to put a fatha if you start at the word. Yes. So you don't say ilham, ulham, you say alham. Yes.
But yeah? Sir, what...
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So inshallah, the next session, inshallah, we'll come back and we'll talk about the rest of the differences of these two hamza. Hamzatul wasl and hamzatul qad. Thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International School Network, especially the students.
Yes.
Let's recite a salawat. We'll come back. Allah salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjiru farajum.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International School.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها.
Brothers and sisters, in the previous episodes, we started discussing this part of the Divine Kumail supplication, in which the Commander of the Believers states, وَخَدَعَتْنِ الدُّنْيَا بِغُرُورِهَا, and the world with its delusions has deceived me. وَنَفْسِي بِخِيَانَتِهَا وَمِطَالِي, and my soul with its offenses and my dilly-dallying
have deceived me. We had a look at the concept of soul from different perspectives, specifically the different verses of the Holy Quran and the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt. Now, let us have a look at Amir al-Mu'mineen's viewpoint about reforming the soul. Imam Ali alayhi salam, out of his full insight into the reality and his knowledge about everything, has recommended some ways for reforming the soul. And they are cited in the book Ghurarul Hikam. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, إِذَا رَغِبْتَ فِي صَلَاحِ نَفْسِكَ فَعَلَيْكَ بِالْإِقْتِسَادِ وَالْقُنُوعِ وَالتَّقَلُّلِ. When you desire to reform your soul, do behave with moderation, contentment, and belittle the word. This belittling the word is the kind of perspective we discussed earlier in previous episodes. And this belittling the world is so important that the Holy Quran mentions the different history of the previous nations, and they were doomed to chastisement because they wanted to stay in the world, and because of that, they did not want to see the hereafter. They didn't even want to believe in hereafter. This want and longing for this world is the root of many evil. Imam Ali alayhi salam continues about salahun nafs, which we refer to as reforming the soul, and says, salahun nafsi mujahadatul hawa. Reforming the soul is fighting the desires that destroy it. And he says, سَبَبُ صَلَاحِ النَّفْسِ الْعُزُوفُ عَنِ الدُّنْيَا. The key to reforming the soul is preventing yourself from the worldly issues. Of course, based on our previous discussions, we know what this عُزُوفُ عَنِ الدُّنْيَا means. This preventing from the worldly issues does not mean that you don't need to be engaged in the world. Of course, when you are living in the world, you are engaging with it. You are walking among the people, you're doing your business, but at the same time, you're not wishing to be permanent in this world. Because even the holy prophets, even the infallibles, were just like the people. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Tell the people, O Prophet, that I am a human like you. So that is why the Holy Prophet ﷺ was hearing so many pretexts from among the unbelievers, polytheists, and the pagans, that why are you a human being like us? They did not know that by having a kind of prophet like themselves, by seeing him and by following him, they can reach salvation.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, let me hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
The commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, says about reforming the soul, سَبَبُ صَلَاحِ النَّفْسِ الْوَرَعِ. The key to reforming the soul is avoiding the sins. وَدَوَاءُ النَّفْسِ الصَّوْمُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. And the remedy for your soul is avoiding the unwise desires. Imam Ali alayhi salam elsewhere states, آفَةُ النَّفْسِ الْوَلَهُ بِالدُّنْيَا. The corruption of the soul is caused by considerable interest in the world. وَرَأْسُ الْآفَاتِ الْوَلَهُ بِالذَّاتِ. The greatest corruption is the lust for illegal enjoyments. So based on our traditions, the key to salvation, the key to prosperity, is to belittle the world and control your mind and soul. طُوبَى لِمَنْ عَسَى فِرْعَوْنَ هَوَاهُ وَأَطَاعَ مُوسَى عَقْلِ. Blessed is the one who fights the Pharaoh of his soul and obeys the Moses of his wisdom. This divine statement, brothers and sisters, implies that everyone has got a Pharaoh, everyone has got a Moses on his soul. And if he wants to reach Moses' position, he should contrast it to the soul of Pharaoh, or else he will be drowned in the sea of demise. And if he follows the Moses of wisdom, then it is the time that he deserves Almighty Allah's praise, and he will be close to the station of Moses, God willing. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
والجنة وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are presently discussing the 168th sermon, where we are trying to collect some of the references that Imam Ali alayhi salam has provided with regards to Islamic governance in general and with regards to leadership in situations of confusion and in situations of trials and tribulations, especially when the truth and the falsehood become mixed up and people cannot recognize the truth, whereby there is a state of fitna. And this is where the role of the leadership of the leader of the Muslim community becomes very, very bold and clear. And Imam Ali alayhi salam basically here is reminding us a very important thing. And based on the fact that as a leader, he needs to guide the people, he clearly says, وَقَدْ فُتِحَ بَابُ الْحَرْبِ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَ أَهْلِ الْقِبْلَةِ, that today the door has been opened, the door of fighting against people that share the same beliefs as you in the apparent sense, that share the same practices, religious practices with you, has opened up. Yes, in terms of their belief, they are different inside their hearts. They have difference in their beliefs and they are hiding their disbelief. But in the apparent sense, they are, they are performing the same acts of worship. And this is a very dangerous form of enemy.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.